points. Parker Hare with 11. Sawyer Cathrell with 6. And Kyle Ross with 5. Cass City was 9 from 11 from the free throw line for 81%, including 5 for 7 from the free throw line in the second half for 71%. Four Lakers, another four scorers, led by Brendan Wisner with 15. Dakota Valentine had 10. Trent Cunningham with 8. And Seth Bowles with 2 points. Lakers went 1 for 5 from the free throw line for 20%, including 0 for 4 in the second half. John Mooney.
As far as shooting is concerned, the Lakers were 16 for 45 for the entire game. That's 35%. That's numbers good enough to win a ball game. And I'll tell you why, because Cass City Redhawks, 13 for 51, 25%. But they stole this game with a three-point win. And you know something, that prediction at the beginning of the game, I still like my prediction, Lakers by one.
Well, the difference was Cass City by 3. They didn't cover the Las Vegas spread, which was at 6.5, but I don't think Cass City really minds after pulling out a victory on the night and securing their, let's see, was that their fourth victory of the season?
Well, you know, the free
fifth,
throw.
Fifth victory of the season, excuse me.
The free throw, that's what did it for them tonight. You know, they just had a great night from the foul line.
Cass City now at 5-11 overall. And they have strung two wins together for the second time this season. The first time they did was against Lakers when they won 47-42, then Bay City All-Saints 57-38. That was back on January 21st and 23rd, and here we are on February 25th. And with three games to go, they are six games under 500.
Cassidy, yes, that is their fifth win of the season. They are now 2-5 in league. And for the Lakers, they drop to 3-15 and be 0-9 in the league.
As far as the final stats go here, for we've been through the free throws and shooting, leading scorers and rebounds on the night. Lakers actually out-rebounded Kansas City by 124-23. Lakers had 17 defensive rebounds and 7 offensive rebounds, whereas Kansas City had 15 defensive and 8 offensive for a total of 23, plus 1 to Lakers. Turnovers, though, Lakers with 17 turnovers, including 11 in the second half. Cass City with 10 turnovers and only 5 in the second half, all coming in that fourth quarter. And, John, your thoughts here from Laker country.
Both teams played a whale of a ball game. It's a nice tune-up for districts. I know that we got a couple more games yet to go, but I think both coaches can go ahead and find some little victories in this particular game.
Well, yes, little victories indeed. And it's only a three-point loss for Lakers when, on average, they've been losing games by 14 points, 38 to 52. So obviously closer than expected there. But this is the 13th now straight loss for Lakers. They haven't won since December 19th.
That is quite a drought. And, of course, they have the unenviable situation of playing at Harbor Beach on March 3rd. And they'll finish out their season against Reese here on the Laker floor.
As far as Cass City, they pass Lakers 38-35. Now they have Reese at home on Friday, the 27th, and then they're at Vassar on the March 3rd. That'd be Tuesday, and on Thursday, March 5th, home against USA. And not to mention that Reese lost tonight to Bad Axe, 70-45. Bad Axe pulls out a huge second half to win. Over Reese, 70-45. Bad Axe are Greater Thumb Conference West Division champions, the first time since 1960 that Bad Axe has won any sort of division hardware.
1960. I'm not even going to tell you how old I was then.
I can't even tell you how old I was. I wasn't even a sparkle in my father's eye. Well, we saw this one go back and forth all night. 7 lead changes and 5 ties in this one. It went back and forth all the time through. Hey, shout out to Jacob Wright from Own Gage coming out to tonight's game. Good player there. Has a heck of a shot there for Own Gage. Nearly upset North Huron on Friday.
Even out here after the game was over, he was demonstrating just what his range was. He's got such a nice stroke. Only a junior. Really looking forward to seeing what he does for the remainder of this year and also, of course, all of next year.
Well, you know, Cass City, we've seen potential out of Cass City all season long. It seems like for whatever reason they've always been on the short end of that straw. But here tonight, it seems like things were starting to click. In that second half, you could tell he came out of the locker room, and you can clearly tell Aaron Fernald said, get Mason Earl of the ball.
Yep. You know, team that really controls the paint usually, by rights, should be the team that wins. But really, that kind of went both ways because, you know, you take a look at Valentine, for example, and that's Dakota. I'm sorry, my apologies for using the word Keegan. That's his younger brother. And, you know, Keegan's a darn good ball player in his own right. But Dakota, for example, you know, he had some nice moves on the inside. He finished off with 10 points. I remember in the first quarter there he had, three shots in there, and I'm sure he wishes all three of them would have gone in. They were that close anyways.
As far as Kansas City, they had 11 points off the bench. Lakers was zero, and all those 11 points came from Parker Hare as the sixth man. And talk about a great job. It seemed like Parker Hare in that second half really stepped up to the plate. Jack Stern was getting the steals and at least contesting every single pass. And Parker Hare had six of his 11 points in that second half. And Mason Erla had a big third quarter with 6 points, two more in the fourth before fouling out. And it was impressive to see Kansas City hang on even with their big man on the bench for the final 3 minutes of that game.
Oh, they were hanging on by, you know, to dear life on that one. And it was just one free throw away from it going the other way.
So let's take a look at the Greater Thumb West standings now. Bad Axe improves to 8-0. Reese is at 5-3. Vassar, we're not sure on the final there for them tonight, but they came in tonight at 4-3. USA at 4-3 as well. So it almost looks like the Big Ten Conference here with three teams with three losses. Then Cass City improves to 2-5 and Lakers at 0-9. In the East, we're not quite sure what's going on there. High Reach had the night off as they played last night against Ubley. Ubley was at Sandusky tonight. No word on that score yet as well.
Again, Harbor Beach plays Memphis on Friday, and that should go ahead and sew that up. As far as Bad Axe is concerned, congratulations to the Hatchets. They have two more league games still to play, and I kind of wonder if they're not going to go for the the 10-0, that magic number. That's a nice thing to go ahead and go after and then see what happens afterwards.
As far as remaining schedule from this week, on Thursday, Akron Fairgrove is at Caseville. On Friday, Memphis at Harbor Beach, Deckerville at Ubley, Brown City at Sandusky, USA at Marlette. That's a game you'll be attending, John, on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, that is going to be a good game. What can you say? There's no implications other than districts now. I'd like to see what USA does. And Marlette, I haven't seen them in a while anyways, and so it's time to go down to the Raider Pavilion.
Bad Axe is at Vassar, Reese at Cass City, Bay City All Saints at North Huron, Mayville at Owen Gage, Kingston at Flint International Academy, and Carsonville-Port Sanilac is at Kinbull Landmark Academy. And that wraps up your week's action of basketball in the Thumb of Michigan. Unfortunately, I will not be on the baseline this Sunday. Eddie Fury filling in as guest host once again on the baseline for WLAW Sports. I will be out of town. I am catching a flight in the morning to much warmer weather. I have a wedding down in a warmer climate such as Florida, and I'm not complaining. It was perfect timing. It's an expensive wedding, but I don't care at this point.
Hence the reference to the Turtles on the pregame.
Hey, you betcha. I wish I could catch a few spring break games, but I don't think that's going to be possible. But was possible, we'd like to thank our sponsors from tonight's game. DS Services of Kansas City, Moore Shoreline Chevy, Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Sailor on the 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Kansas City, and those two locations in Bay City, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, Harjo's Ben Franklin, Joey Krieger of Kelly & Company, Curtis Chrysler, Aaron Millay of Authorson Insurance of Unionville, and Pigeon IGA. Internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor, and this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated, all rights reserved, and no redistribution or production without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. That is strictly prohibited unless you have written consent. On behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, John Mooney, in-game analysis, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, the greatest lake of all, Jay Lake, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game as Kansas City pulls out a three-point victory over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road, 38-35 in the Greater Thumb West. Congratulations to the Bad Axe Hatchets, first-time conference champions since 1960, defeating Reese 70-45 to improve to stay perfect in the West standings. We will see you next time. Join us for the baseline on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com, live and worldwide.